Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Unfortunately, a gorgeous evening was tainted once again with a fatal accident that happened at a place I know well, Ballinahina, near White's Cross, shortly before 6 last evening. They are appealing for witnesses. Anyone with information should contact Watercourse Road, and there's an appeal underway and all of that. But I know the stretch of road. I know how dangerous the stretch of road is. I know how long people have been campaigning to have something done with that stretch of road. And you know the way people often ask in their communities, is it going to take a death for people to listen to us? Gráinne, there's a lot of anger up there this morning. Gráinne from the Kilcully Ballincroke Residents Association. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Before I start, I'd just like to extend our condolences to the family.
Indeed.
Both of the gentleman who died, but also to the gentleman who was on the other side of that accident as well. Yeah. It's a horrific to actually have to deal with it, and it's created an awful lot of anger and upset in the area, to be honest.
As I say, I know the area. I know the road. I worked in that part of town for long enough. I know the area. I know
Absolutely.
The road. I know how dangerous it is. It is.
Yeah,
and nothing's been done. I can remember
not
there.
At all, not
in the,
at 90, all.
The early 90s, Gráinne, I was up there.
That's right, yeah. It's been a long time coming. To be fair, the residents of Crokig and Kilcully have been looking for support since the 90s, I suppose, really. There's been a lot of crashes on that road in the past. The local headcount is, they would have said, 6 fatalities. Last night would have been the 7th.
Oh, my.
It's a very, very dangerous stretch of road, and it's getting worse because of the speeding and the amount of traffic has increased dramatically. We've had a campaign going there over the last number of months, especially since March. It took a lot of traction in March because we had 5 very serious crashes just on the Kilcully part of that road. There was 3 hospitalizations. Of those 5 crashes, the guards were called out to every single one of them. There were fire brigades, there were ambulances at them all. And there was at least 6 of those cars were very seriously damaged, 3 hospitalizations, and quite a lot of upset as well in the area because of it. And because of that, the campaign took a bit of traction. Now, the campaign has been run by the Kilcully Ballincroke Residents Association, but it's taking in the Carrignavar, Whitechurch areas. It's also taking White's Cross area and Dublin Hill as well. So the campaign is about speeding and safety measures. We're looking for safety measures, especially around the Kilcully section of that road and pedestrian crossings and all of that to go with it. But something as well on the Whitechurch Road, the Ballinahina Carrignavar Road, where the accident has happened last night, and also down into Dublin Hill. There was a speed trap held there last year, and there was an enormous amount of people stopped for speeding. And it's a road that actually is absolutely horrendous for speeding alone. Now, I'm not saying that was the case in the crash last night, because it is an extremely dangerous road in itself. But it does need action. Yeah. We've been dealing with the councillors over the last couple of months on it. We did get traction when we did the petition to the Lord Mayor there last 2 weeks ago. And we have been dealing with the councillors, and they've all assured us that they will do something, and it's going to be urgent. But to date, we've seen absolutely no action being taken. There's certainly nothing gone in physically into the roads in the area to reduce the speeding or to improve safety on the roads.
You've some main roads up there, but you also have a network of local roads, small twisty roads, bad turns, hairpin bends, And as the population has increased over the past 30 years, it's become increasingly more dangerous, hasn't it?
It has. And you see, people are using it for rat runs as well, because Dublin Hill has become so busy and it's so hard to get off at the bottom in Blackpool that people are going through Kilcully and heading out towards the North Point Business Park and out onto the Mallow Road using that particular stretch. There's a lot of narrow roads in the area. They're not made for speed. They're not made for the volume of traffic that's there at the moment. For example, at the bottom of Kilcully, there's a skew bridge.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an extremely dangerous part of the road. And if you don't know it and you're speeding, it's you know, it's lethal there as well.
You can get caught out on blind corners and everything down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that corner there at the bottom of Kilcully is extremely blind. But this stretch of road is a dangerous road in itself anyway. There's a lot of bends. It's quite an old road. It's quite a narrow road. And there's not great visibility on it as well for what's coming at you around the corner, you know. But we've been looking for safety measures to be put in place. Now, we're not experts and we're not going to dictate what the safety measures are. There are plenty of experts out there who'll do that, but it's to get the traction really is our issue. To be fair, we've been dealing with Bus Connects, who are part of this puzzle as well, I suppose, and we've been dealing with Cork City Council on it. The issue really is that there is funding there for safety measures, pedestrian crossings and all of that to go in. But it's in a project in the City Council and it's also in a project in Bus Connects. And both of those projects are pushed out past 25-26. They've been promised for 23, 24, 25. But the latest update that we've gotten is that this probably won't actually be physically put in place until 2026.
Ridiculous.
In both sets of the project.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Something that people have been calling for since 1996, really.
Since the 90s, yeah. Now, in fairness, it was the county. A lot of these roads were in the county up until 2019, 2020.
Indeed, but that's just another local authority that failed you, Grodja.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you see, like, we are dealing with the councils and we are talking to them, whatever, but it's to get the traction, it's to get the budget, it's to get the engineers moving, to get the roads department doing something for the area. And likewise, they have a lot of funding there. It's just to pull down the funding and apply it to the projects.
Yeah.
Now, there is the Kilcully project in itself is, we're told, it's linked up with the Upper Glanmire road improvements going on as well at the moment. But for some strange reason, those two projects are linked. And the Upper Glanmire Road is happening away and all the lovely new footpaths are going in up there. But in Kilcully and the roads around Kilcully, that project has actually been pushed out until after 2025 when they're going to do compulsory purchase. So that's delaying everything at the moment. But there's a lot of things they can do in the meantime. Like, you can reduce speed limits, you can put speed ramps in, you can put traffic calming measures in. None of that is actually going to impact on the footpaths, yeah, or the pedestrian crossings or the traffic lights that are going to go in that area. So there's a lot to be said about doing things now to be honest with you, that you don't have to wait for the whole project to kick off.
Yeah.
You can bring things forward. You don't have to wait until 2026 to put this kind of thing in place. And likewise for the NTA part of that project, the Bus Connects part, they've promised us, since the Bus Connects project, they've promised us safety would be prioritised on the Dublin Hill, Kilcully areas. Yeah. But again, we've had no update on that. As a matter of fact, early yesterday afternoon, I received an email from Bus Connects to say that they don't have an update for us on the schedule. So like this, everything is just being pushed out and pushed out. And unfortunately, it's resulted in a fatality in the area.
The 7th. I'm shocked that it's actually the 7th. I would have said 2 or 3. Gráinne, thank you. So that once again, Gardaí investigating that fatal accident between a motorcyclist and a van in Cork last evening, up at Ballinahine at White's Cross. The motorcyclist in his 20s died. The person driving the van treated for shock. Our thoughts, as Gráinne rightly said, our thoughts with the family and friends and loved ones of everybody involved, especially the young man who lost his life. Gardaí appealing for witnesses to come forward. I would not have guessed that it was the 7th fatality in that neck of the woods over the last period of years. I see where Councillor Ken O'Flynn issued a statement last evening saying that the chief executive of the city, Anne Doherty, should now consider her position given how the residents of Kilcully have been failed miserably in their time of need. A strongly worded statement from Councillor Ken O'Flynn last evening. Local resident Charlie Clark. Charlie, good morning. I wouldn't have said 7 people, Charlie. I'm shocked. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. Yeah, absolutely. It's a disaster again, sure, for God's sake, for that poor family now. To have that after happening, it's really just mind-boggling, you know. Yeah. It's such a dangerous... I'm living in Kilcully now about 35 years. And, you know, originally it was a very quiet road, just with the cemetery up there, you know, at the top of it. And there's St. Mary's pitch up there. And there's also the scout camp. But, I mean, still it was just a quiet road. But now it's a connecting road there between Ratpeak and coming across there over to Dublin Hill area. And, honest to God, sometimes there's like Mandela Park. You know, the cars bombing up and down there. You take your life in your hands walking up, and there's so much footfall. You know, people walk up to the graveyard.
Right.
Along there, you know, to get to visit the graves, and there's no footpaths or lights or anything.
That's right.
For such
a large graveyard, actually, Charlie, the approach roads are appalling.
Yeah, very bad, especially down, you know, that's a dangerous junction coming down there from the Blackman Pub down to turn off to Kilcully there, and that, like, the road is blocked actually at the start there and all the way out to Ballinahine. There's Gardaí there this morning again, and it's going to be blocked all day since last night. So, you know, I mean, I know Gráinne was on with you there now and talking about it, but, you know, you're probably aware that there was a plan to get all this started, and it was all deferred again. And really, I have no doubt that if they really put their minds to it, the council could divert some funds from something. To get at least the basic stuff started off here in the area. Like, we were brought into the city a couple of years ago, and you'd swear to God we were up a mountain somewhere. We're part of the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is a rural type area. It's a lovely community and a nice place to be, but I mean, that comes with all that traffic as well now.
And roads that have got increasingly lethally dangerous over the years. Charlie, thank you. I know you've lived up there for quite some time. You know the roads like the back of your hand, as indeed does Gráinne.
Cork's 96 FM.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.